So I wanted to talk about some of the things, one of the things that I'm doing. I'm turning 50, or I actually just turned 50. And as I was turning 50, and in my last episode about existential angst, so one of the gifts I gave myself is a full body MRI. So I'm going to find out where the hell I am in regards to the health of much of my body by going and having science look at it. I'm paying for that at a private clinic. It's not cheap, but it's a gift to myself. So I have a baseline of when I'm 50, what, you know, I look like. And maybe in 5 or 10 years, I do it again and we can do a comparative analysis. And so a lot of people ask me, why the hell would you do that? I don't understand that question. I mean, I'm doing it because, well, it's me. And the information is information I can use to help make myself better, make myself, you know, a happy, healthier, longer-lived Neil. And so I don't get that question. I think that it only makes sense to do something like this if you have the ability to do so. So one of the things I'm looking forward to is learning where I'm at. This is this technology is very good at telling us all of our musculoskeletal issues, finding it's some of the best technology at finding cancers early. And at 50 years of age, I think it's only makes sense to do something like this. Now, if you're a woman, there's no better way to, I think, find out about breast cancer early. A mammogram, it doesn't, so an MRI doesn't squeeze your boob, for instance, like a mammogram would. So I think that it only makes sense to me that if you have the ability to do this and you're reaching one of those ages like I am that makes you question all these things, why not do it? It just makes sense. So I'm doing it. I also, you know, I'm at a point in life where I'm one of those people who I get depressed occasionally. Everybody does, I think. But the thing for me is that the reason I think I get depressed is because, you know, I come from a background. I have a background of not having abundance in my life. I you know, came from a low income, inner city family, and we did not have a lot of abundance. And so a lot of my depression is that ultimately a fear around that the abundance that I have in my life of love, of liberty, of income, of good things, of community. A lot of the depression is the fear of losing that, which leads back to that existential angst. And so all of this is helping me, I think, prepare for life over the next 10 years. And so if you have the ability to do something like an MRI, why wouldn't you do it? Why? I don't understand why you wouldn't do it if you can. So I just wanted to say that, you know, take care of yourself. You only live once, so take care of yourself. Do it right. Be good. You know, do the things that you can do. If you have the ability to, you know, learn certain knowledge about yourself, why wouldn't you? Do so. Learn more. Improve yourself. Find out where, you know, you need to focus. I think those are all good things. And I think that we should all do those things. I don't know that we all have the resources to do all of the things that I'm doing, but what the hell, right? I mean, save up, do it. Or not. You know. I guess I'm done. That's really all I had to say today. I'll report back when I'm back on how the MRI went and what the experience was like. I've never been in an MRI machine, so it'll be a real learning experience. And I hope that from this I learn not only good things about myself, but also things about how our healthcare system works. Because, you know, the more we know how to, what's the word I'm looking for? How to voice how to speak advocate. how to advocate for ourselves within the healthcare systems that we have. Let's do that. This was not the best curmudgeonly rant I've ever had, but I'm in a good frame of mind, and I think that you're all beautiful, and I hope you take care of yourselves like I'm trying to do myself. Love ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.